listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace this day. From God who creates us, from Jesus the Christ who redeems us, and from the Holy Spirit who continues to go with us, comforting us and challenging us along this life's way. Amen. When my brother puts me on hold when I'm talking to him on the phone, which happens, and I have to wait for longer than 10, maybe 20 seconds. If I have to wait longer than that, what do you think I do? Hang up. I don't have the patience. 10 or 20 seconds, I don't have the patience. I'll hang up on him. Maybe this says more about me and my relationship with my brother, which is actually a good one, than it does about our overall culture. But I have this sneaking suspicion that I'm not the only one who wants what I want now. In a recent review of company slogans, immediacy and instant satisfaction were the dominant themes. Have it your way. One example, Burger King. Results, answers, what I want, and right now, this is how you sell things. And when we don't get it now, we're done with you. We're done with our conversation if I don't get what I want right now. We're done with your business. We're done with this restaurant. We're done with this church. We're done with you because you couldn't give me what I wanted now. I wonder if this happens sometimes as we relate to God as well. Here's what I want, God. And we make our list of demands as if we're sitting at the drive-thru. And as we pull around life's next corner, what happens if we don't get it just as we ordered it from God and get it quickly? I've heard stories like this from people who have given up on the church and given up on God. Maybe you've been tempted to leave yourself at times when you didn't get what you wanted from God. I think this is part of who we are and who we have become. But today Christ teaches us to pray. The story in the gospel text starts out, the disciples ask, Lord, teach us to pray. And it is a familiar prayer, as you might have noticed, a prayer that we say, at least sections of, every Sunday, the Lord's Prayer. What's interesting is that Christ teaches us to pray for the things that we need over and over again. In other words, daily bread. That's an interesting thing. Jesus doesn't teach us to pray for our dear friends who are going through a really hard time. I mean, that's not what he says in the text anyway. It's not that that's not good to pray for. And we do that every Sunday in the prayers of intercession. But when the disciples ask Jesus, how should we pray? He asks them, he tells them to pray for the things that we need every day, daily bread, as opposed to those big things. Jesus teaches us to ask that God give us this daily bread, which for Martin Luther actually means lots of things, but kind of everyday things. Luther explains that it's not just bread, but that's important. It's also shelter. It's also our breath. It's our relationships that are healthy. These things that we need every day. Even peace and hope and the ability to trust God falls, for Martin Luther, under that category of daily bread. But daily bread is interesting. For most of us in this place, we might think we pretty much have our daily bread covered. Thanks very much, God, but we've got that covered. We have enough to eat, thanks be to God. We've got the air. We've got shelter, most of us in this place. We've even got our own hope and joy. Thank you, God. It's easy to forget to ask God for those daily things, for our daily bread. But by praying for them, Each time we pray, which is what Jesus says, each time you pray, pray for these things. By praying for these daily needs, we are remembering that God is the one who provides us with everything. And there is, in fact, a religious experience that happens when we remember that and admit that. Even our daily bread, we rely on God for. We give ourselves back to God when we remember these things. When we say, you know what, God? Even our daily needs today, we are completely indebted to you, gracious God. This is what we do when we come to worship. Please provide us, God, with what we need for the next day. This is at the heart of the Lord's Prayer. And we go back and we offer the same prayer over and over. We're encouraged to say this Lord's Prayer every day. It is a totally different kind of ask than the one that we do at the drive-thru. At the drive-thru, we aren't admitting that by ordering a hamburger at a restaurant, we couldn't live and move and have our being without that restaurant. We aren't remembering all the things that the hamburger joint has done for us in our ordering another burger. But by asking God to give and forgive us, we are coming back to remembering that without God's love and grace, we couldn't even exist. That is God's daily bread, given freely to you and me. And in praying it, we are remembering that God has been providing that daily bread for us all along and will continue to give us enough. Not everything that we want, but enough. And in making this ask of God over and over, we are staying connected to God. We are staying connected with the one who never hangs up on us or gives up on us. Jesus teaches us to keep asking in our text this day. Keep asking, keep pleading, keep coming back, keep connected. That's that illustration of Jesus talking about the knocking in the middle of the night. Are we willing to stay, to show up? And over again to do so. There are church members out there who get upset and disappear from the church after the first or the last, whatever, however many things that happen and they don't like. It's much like any of us who would walk out of a restaurant if the service is terrible. We leave and we never come back. And then there are church members who we have no idea if they are or have been upset or not. They just keep showing up over and over, even when they share that they've been upset. They just keep showing up. And I'm not talking about this congregation in particular. As the whole church, there are those who just keep showing up. There are many in this congregation like that. You are a reminder to me of God's grace and the Lord's Prayer. In other words, they don't hang up. They keep pleading with God and staying connected to their sometimes broken, sometimes wonderful community. For this is what Christ says. Stay with me. That's how you pray. Keep pleading. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Never hang up. Never give up, Jesus says. When was the last time you pleaded and pleaded with God? Even argued with God like Abraham did. Did you hear that reading that Mary did? It's almost comical. Abraham just keeps talking God down and talking God down until God changes God's mind, which happens all the time in the Old Testament. When was the last time you pleaded and knocked and argued with God like Abraham did? I'm more likely to treat God like my brother on the phone. If God puts me on hold for too long, but Jesus invites us to stay this day, to stay with the one who never leaves us. And this is not so much about annoying God with the same ad nauseum request, like the way our kids can annoy us. I want it, why? Rather, it's about staying. It's about not giving up. Maybe our prayer changes after time. But prayer is about showing up, persistence, is being present, answering the door, even at the most ungodly hour, sticking with it, through thick and thin. This is prayer. This is life in the church. This is what Jesus teaches us to do. A sports analogy that I heard recently, and you know I lean toward baseball, so I'll just throw it out there. I liked it. They said, football is an affair, but baseball is a marriage. You know, it's not every just fireworks on the weekend. It's 9 slow, long innings every day with baseball. So it is with prayer life. Whether you're on board with the football and baseball analogy or not. The prayer life is not just fireworks prayers on the weekend, but 9 slow innings, day in, day out. Jesus teaches us that prayer is about showing up, being with God who is with us through thick and thin. We tend to pray for others, but Jesus teaches us here to pray for ourselves, to pray that we can stick, to pray that we not lose track, to pray that we not stop trusting that God will provide enough, to pray that we not forget that God has been providing for us enough, to pray that we not stop, that we stop and open ourselves to God's forgiveness, and to pray that we not stop hearing God's call to go now and forgive others in a like manner. How's all that sound for a sermon? Pretty churchy? Pretty nice? A little out of touch? Let me slap this ancient, powerful prayer into a real-world example, and I would encourage you to do that for yourselves this week. And maybe let's talk about it together. But here's my example, just one example, and this is true. Last night, actually about 2 in the morning, a sheriff knocked on our door. Wasn't having anything to do with the text, but I thought of the text immediately. I was like, is someone playing a trick on me because they know that the sermon is about the person who knocked on the door in the middle of the night? No, a sheriff knocked on our door at 2 in the morning yesterday and informed us that someone had broken into my car. Parked out in the driveway. So, how do I pray now, Lord? My old iPod was stolen, my Bluetooth, and some important wires to connect those devices. Fortunately, that's all that was taken. But I use these little things all the time. So dealing with this, as you would imagine, or maybe you've experienced yourself, is a decent inconvenience. Not to mention losing sleep, not to mention the sense of violation if you've ever been robbed. Doesn't matter, just to know that someone's entered into your property and taken something. Not to mention that sense of violation that happens when you get robbed. Talk about trespasses. Someone trespassed last night. So how do I pray now, Lord? Teach me to pray. Sense a little anger, a little frustration, a little fear. Teach me to pray, Lord. Let's put some flesh on this prayer. Jesus teaches us in Luke to pray like this. Our Father, hallowed be your name. In other words, God is here with us right now. Even as my car is being stolen. Or broken into. It's interesting that Luke's version leaves out, did you notice, who art in heaven? It just says, our Father, hallowed be your name. I think that emphasizes that God is not up in heaven only, but right here with us right now. Thanks be to God for that. The prayer continues, as you know, your kingdom come. Luther reminds us that we don't will God's kingdom to arrive by saying this petition, your kingdom come, as if, God, come into this evil, terrible world. No, rather, we are opening ourselves to the reality that God's kingdom already has come in praying this prayer. And in praying this prayer, we are asking that God give us new lenses and new glasses to see God's kingdom come, even in this world, even now, even as our car is being broken into. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, teach us to pray. What does this mean? It means you've given us everything we need, God. You've given me everything that I need, even as my car is being broken into. You've kept me safe this far along the way. Continue to keep me safe, Lord. and the zinger, forgive us this day as we forgive others. This is how Christ teaches us to pray. And this is how we should pray, even when our cars are getting broken into. We are forgiven, sisters and brothers in Christ, we are forgiven for all the ways that we have fallen short. Thanks be to God for that. Now, O God, help us to go and forgive. Help us to stay with you as you have always, always stayed with us. And thank you for not giving up on us. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Thank you.